What would you use as the best example clinically to prove that ivermectin works? I'm thinking, would it be the Uttar Pradesh experience in India?
Or no, is there something even more powerful? So I wrote a Substack on Uttar Pradesh. I think it's the best example. I don't think it's the best thing to argue with because, you know, it's not, you know, what they did in Uttar Pradesh, not Uttar Pradesh, but what the entire world did in their media is they suppressed any discussion that central to their program was the use of ivermectin. And I wrote two Substacks. They're almost unbelievable to read because the extent to which the word ivermectin was censored when talking about what happened in Uttar Pradesh is nearly unimaginable. I mean, you had major newspapers, you even had the WHO writing a paper praising Uttar Pradesh for their program. Treatment and ivermectin were not mentioned. It was all about their contact tracing. So yeah, Uttar Pradesh, I don't think is the best. For me, it's what happened in the city of Itajaí in Brazil. It's a city where of 220,000 people. And in June of 2020, they formulated a program and they blasted it, you know, through the media to all the citizens of the city that they were going to start a program of ivermectin prophylaxis, where you would get, you know, take it 4 days a month. I think it was days 1 and 2 and 15 and 16. And anyone interested in the program could come to a visit. They set up tents and centers, you know, and they have a very sophisticated electronic system. Their whole health system is database and electronic. Clean data. You could not fill out a data form unless it was completely filled, you know, and they had ways. So like if you had a nonsense number, like someone was 300 years old, like you couldn't do that. So it was really high quality data and it was comprehensive. And of the 159,000 people who actually entered the program, 113,000 elected to take ivermectin. And that, and then when you analyze the data, and my colleague Flavio Cattagiani, who's to me one of the greatest doctors in COVID in history, I think his efforts and what he knows, I mean, he is, I think, the world expert in the therapeutic aspects of COVID. He helped save a lot of lives during Delta when we were struggling as an outpatient. He's the one who kind of uncovered the importance of anti-androgen therapy in severe disease. Anyway. So he did this paper with a colleague named Lucy Kerr. I was a co-author because I helped them kind of put it together. But the 113,000 versus I think like 50,000 or 49,000 that didn't, the 113,000 were older, sicker, fatter, way more cardiovascular disease, diabetes. They were, and obviously why, right? They were probably more worried of the impacts of their health, right? And so when you look at that comparison, I mean, there's a negative, massive negative confounders, right? Massive negative confounders. Despite those confounders, even when you didn't propensity match, these insanely positive benefits of the ivermectin group. I mean, they flat out died much less. I think it was 70% less risk of dying, 68% risk of less risk of hospitalization, and 50% less risk of getting COVID. And that was in the sickest of the sick in that city. And then when you did propensity matching, the you know, when you really matched them for like, you know, age, diabetes, all those things, it was even greater.